Welcome to the Bitter Comics Podcast. Please welcome your host, Mr. J.T. Foreman.
Hello and welcome to Bitter Comics. I am J.T. Foreman and I am here with my good friends, Terry, the Beast, Michaels, and the Super Negro Champion, John Jones.
Yeah.
We begin once again with our opening segment. J.T. was a real prick last week, in which I apologize for the cruel, insensitive, offensive, and probably racist things I said last episode. This is episode 13, so for my insensitivity in episode 12, I would like to apologize to black people, herpes, martial arts, the Civil War, Harlem, charter buses, Wesley Snipes, and tricycles.
Why would you apologize to herpes? Herpes wouldn't apologize to you.
But herpes has never done anything to me.
It shows up every now and again, you know.
I think syphilis has probably done more.
Yeah, yeah. It's always there. It's always there.
The only thing syphilis has ever done to me is cost me like $12 when I bought you that thing from GiantMicrobes.com. Other than that, see, that's a nice thing about not being able to get laid is you don't catch very many STDs that way.
Very many.
Very many.
Oh.
How many?
Get them.
How many is acceptable? That's really
get
what
em.
Well, I'm not saying that there's an acceptable amount, but you always risk crabs on the toilet seat when you use a public restroom.
I don't think that's true. I think that's a myth, Joel. I think that's a myth. We should take a poll. The four people listening.
Now he's looking nervous because this has happened to him. Look at his face.
My roommate, when I was in the Navy station, Great Lakes, Illinois, he claims anyway that he wasn't screwing around on his girlfriend, but he got crabs. He said he got it. He must have gotten it off of a toilet seat somewhere.
Let me just say this, if I could.
He's a lying bastard and he was fucking around on his girl?
Your roommate in the Navy in Illinois is a fucking liar.
He was beating it up to poor music.
Those crabs cost him $20 to get and however much it costs for him to get rid of.
Sell some blue, nigga.
Well, crabs, getting rid of those just takes, what, shaving the lower area?
I don't know. I've never had them.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I've never had
very
them.
Now who's being defensive?
I'm just saying, I've never had them. I don't
show
know.
Show is hot in here.
And if I did, I didn't catch them off a fucking toilet seat.
He was doing it to
my naval motherfucker.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point, actually. If I were going to get crabs, I would want to at least have gotten laid over the trouble.
I wouldn't be proud of, you know.
Scratching and burning.
Well, anyway.
Even if I thought that was possible. Yeah.
Anyway, this is episode 13, so for my insensitivity in episode 12, I already did that. God damn it.
See, that's all right,
what happens. Yeah, fuck see. It. If you'd like to know specifically why I'm apologizing, feel free to check out episode 12 and all of our previous episodes at bittercomics.podbean.com. And if you feel I owe an apology to any person, group, place, thing, or idea, or to make any comment, please email the show at bittercomics@hotmail.com. And in the subject line, please put, I'm going to cow Roddy all over your ass.
You're going to cow Roddy?
I'm going to cow Roddy all over your ass.
Sounds like a song. You're gonna apologize to crabs next week, aren't you?
Probably.
That's right. Scratching and burning.
So how's it going, guys?
It's average to mediocre.
Average to mediocre?
Average to mediocre. Not I don't like to lie to the four listeners.
Yeah, well, you know, they're very dedicated, so we want to be loyal to.
I don't want to lie to them.
You really think we have more listeners than stars of the show?
Yeah. You know what? That's a good point. No. Damn. I don't.
I figured those 7 hits from the website were mostly from you and me, you know, just
no,
sure
I don't listen to horse shit. I do not listen to myself.
It's nice to know how dedicated my
I do
fellow
not
podcasters
to
are to overseeing the quality of the show that we put out here.
I trust your input.
Well, so you guys went down to L.A. on Friday.
And the weird thing was is I was sitting on the toilet seat at the comedy club, at the John Lovitz Comedy Club, and I got crabs.
And he was blowing it up in there,
too. I hate
too.
You guys.
He had trumpet butts in him.
He was...
I went down for comedian LJ's birthday party show.
Montenegro.
Cool. Montenegro.
Negro.
Negro.
It's all coons to me.
And I did some time and at the John Lovitz Club. A very nice club. I like that club.
It is a nice club. I've been there once, but it was...
Three tiers. You got the ground floor, and then you got the two tiers. And they had the little nets, which I thought were nice, just in case somebody decided to leap in the middle of my act. And
have they had comedians who do so bad that audience members are throwing themselves to their death?
I would
think
so.
Were you putting red thumbtacks down there? You were, weren't you?
Yep,
you're
just trying exactly to lure where to land. I knew it. They know exactly where to land.
Yeah, and it was a good show. It was an interesting show. I had a good time, and just like I always do at the Lovitz Club, it's easy to have a good time at the John Lovitz Club.
Oh, it is a cool place. That used to be, what the hell was the name of the place before? It was like a jazz club or something before.
Was it BB King's?
Yeah, there you go.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Oh, well, you know, BB's probably not real popular in Universal City.
Yeah, wow. No. But it is a goat club, and I like LJ. I met him once when he was here in Fresno doing a show several months ago. He's a really good guy.
Nice guy, funny, really intense.
Yeah, very intense.
Intense comic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it when he tells everybody to shut up.
Over and over again.
Everyone shut just up. Starts laughing. He's just like, no, don't you laugh at me.
Yeah, exactly. I wish I could do that.
He and that just scares him into stop laughing. The nigga's so buff, he could scare him. You know, don't laugh.
Well, he's got like your muscles and my height.
And coincidentally,
like
your hat.
Dun, dun, dun. He's jacking for style.
Yeah, exactly. So it was cool and had a good time. And I'm hoping to go back down there soon. My next, the club that I really want to try and get into is the Improv. That's my next.
Cool.
Before the TV show. Actually, I don't think I'll be able to before the TV show, which is later on in this month. We're at a different Denny's, and the sounds are different.
Yeah, I guess this would be the second floor Denny's studio at the... we're the one at First and Shaw in Fresno, California right now.
Yeah.
There was some kind of wedding or something going on at the Denny's at Blackstone and Herndon this week. So.
A wedding? Seriously?
It looked like some kind of a wedding party. I'm not entirely certain, but everyone was in suits. They all looked like they're in their Sunday best, and so either there was some kind of church thing. So wedding
could've
was
been,
my guess.
Could have been a funeral.
I don't actually know what.
Well, yes, wedding, funeral, whatever. Either way, it's off the $2 menu.
Well, at least they're not doing a wedding at McDonald's.
You know what? Why not?
Yeah, why not, man?
Well, they're starting to do that in China, actually. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Bing, 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 bing.
Happy meals.
Yeah, that's a very happy meal. I McLove you. Will you McMarry me?
Yeah. Give me some McChange and get McJagger in here, and let's get the McFuck on.
I'm scared, too.
Oh, yeah. All right, now, Terry, you wanted to talk about... It's one thing before we get to the subject you wanted to talk
okay.
about. Okay. This will be fast. I just want to say we at Bitter Comics, we got our first listener email.
This should be interesting.
Yeah.
What did it say?
I was talking about the problems I had with my computer, and I was on the phone with the new computer I bought. I was on the phone with the tech support guy for like an hour and a half.
The World of Warcraft computer?
Yes, that's exactly the one. Well, while discussing the problems with my computer, they do a podcast. And I also mentioned our podcast to the guy, Keith, that I was talking to and helped me with my computer. He listened to episode 12. And
his advice was for us to jump
off. Other than
the
quit,
cliff.
Was. Well, okay, here's what his email said.
Fuck him.
Hey, Joel, thanks for the email. I took a listen to episode 12. You guys are crazy. Man, y'all really beat up on the black guy. LOL.
See? Everybody knows you guys are racist.
See, this guy, he's in Texas, and even he can tell we're a couple of racist pricks, apparently.
I am not a racist prick.
Okay, it's just me.
I'm a prick.
You know, if a guy in Texas is saying that I'm racist, I must have some problems.
You might want to address that, maybe.
Yes. John, I'm sorry.
I don't know if I can forgive you this time.
Maybe one day.
I want my reparations.
So
reparations?
You want
the CPU out of my computer, don't you? Yes. You want my processor as reparations?
And the video card. The video card too.
Yeah. Okay. The processor is reparations, and the video card is backpack.
You know, you can keep the processor because I don't like Intel, but I want the video cards.
Both of them.
Oh yeah, nigga.
Come on. You gonna let me keep one?
No. World of Warcraft. You can take mine. Be one step beneath me.
I will think of it as affirmative action. You can have it.
So we actually got a listener email. That's,
yes.
You know what? That's fairly impressive.
Yeah. So, hey, Keith, if you're out there listening to episode 13, thanks a lot for listening to
Thanks. We're 12. Big with computer dorks.
Yes, currently. Exactly.
Yes,
World of Warcraft computer dorks. We're big with them.
You guys beat up on the black guy.
With us now, we're beating up on the computer guy. That'll be the next email. We'll get a black guy will send us an email saying you really beat up on the computer dork, and then we'll say we will jump you.
Yes, it's on, man. Don't ever log in on World of Warcraft, man. Don't know who we are. All kind of knives and elves be jumping our characters for no reason.
We ain't
even got no powers yet, man. Stop. Let us at least play a few hours and get some skills.
I've never played that game, World of Warcraft.
Me either.
Ever. Other than myself, do you know anyone who does?
Yeah, my 16-year-old nephew.
That's about the maturity level.
Okay.
Well, I'm at two,
I didn't say that. I don't want computer dorks around the world sending in emails. Terry Michaels was mean to JT.
No, he'll just say that he's mean to his 16-year-old nephew.
No, my 16-year-old nephew's a very intelligent young man. But he's the only person I've ever seen play World of Warcraft. That was the question.
Okay. You got to pay to play that motherfucker.
That's like $15 a month.
Is it?
Yeah.
See, I'm in the wrong business.
Yeah.
Make a weird game, World of Comedy, where we all walk around with avatars busting jokes and see who's the funniest motherfucker. You'll be rich, nigga. But, oh, man, every comic. I'm in the World of Comics.
It'd be awesome. So, yeah, thank you for listening, Computer Land.
The company is Doghouse Systems. So, Keith at Doghouse Systems, thanks for listening to the show. And I hope you keep listening to it.
Why do you only listen to episode 12?
That's the one that was currently out when I was talking to him. So.
And we hope you get to another level in World of Warcraft soon.
I'm sure he's got max level character already.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to get me a Night Elf Mohawk.
A Night Elf Mohawk.
Yeah, whoop everybody's ass.
You know, there isn't a Mohawk character.
Okay.
You're aware of that, right?
I know. Mr. T was advertising them.
No, there is not a Mohawk character. He didn't really hack into the game and create a Mohawk class. You did know that. You can create a character with a Mohawk, but there's not a Mohawk class.
You know what I find funny about this conversation
right now?
He's
starting to get pissed off now.
He's talking down to you for not knowing about World of Warcraft. He's actually talking to you like, look here, dumbass.
Yeah, Joel.
You know, we don't know about World of Warcraft because John has sex.
And yeah, that's it. Anytime, no matter what I do or say, all he's got to do, he can sit there and take it all he wants with a big smile on his face because all he's got to do is say, and JT, when was the last time you had sex? With a woman?
And then you'll hear, creaky, creaky, creaky. Fuck you, John Jones.
It was just funny the way.
September 2002. Anyway, let's move on.
It was just the way you were saying it. Like,
and he was looking at me like, I
didn't realize.
He was looking at me like, you dumb nigga. You realize you only have a third grade education, right? You know, you can't even read the words you say, nigga. You know, he was serious. He was going to beat me up if I didn't really know that. I know that.
And now you're all defensive. I knew that.
I knew that.
I don't have to take this shit.
So anyway.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Like I said last week, I'm a dork. I don't get laid. Yeah.
And that's going to help your case.
Yeah, true.
I don't know much about I'm not a Casanova, but I know saying that does not help your case.
Well, like we were saying before, I could try crying. Maybe I should go for that. Yeah, it's not going to
You got to, well, no, with your complexion, though. Do that over the air. If you do that in front of the bitch, she'd be like, oh, no. Oh, no. How did you get tears in your eyebrow? That's what I want to know. Crying up. No, do that over the mic, man. Just
that's the sweat.
Actually. All you need to do is learn to... You need some swagger, man. That's all you need.
Swagger. I need some swagger.
I need the Old Spice
brand. And not Jimmy Swagger, either. A little different.
He getting more pussy than this nigga, man.
I don't even... Can we... Yeah, let's move on. Seriously. I know. I need to just smell. I've been grumpy. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry, Joe.
All right. So you had... there was some news that you wanted to talk about.
I did want to announce before... it's Sunday night at about 9:15, and I didn't even ask John what time it was.
Yeah, we forgot to ask John what time it was last week, didn't we?
So, yeah.
We've kind of broken the streak. Yeah. I feel it's...
But it's about, it's about 9:15, and amazingly enough, 2 days ago, according to reports, the United States of America has since killed Osama bin Laden.
Yay!
Yeah, they didn't announce it earlier because they were waiting for DNA testing to come back on Mr. bin Laden.
Well, Obama said it many times. He says he likes to know what he's talking about before he makes it.
Well, yeah, absolutely. So, yeah. He's got enough people on his back that he doesn't need to.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that would be all he needed to do was to go on TV and say, "I got that motherfucker," and then Trump, you know, show me the dead body. That's mm-hmm. what's going to happen.
You know what? They're going to be demanding Osama bin Laden's birth certificate next.
It's not really Osama. And, but see, here's what they'll say is, we didn't really kill Obama, or we didn't really kill Osama. He died waiting for care in the Obama healthcare system.
Yeah.
That's
what killed Osama bin Laden was the Obamacare?
Yeah. Look here. Look, and I'm going to say this, and I don't care what any political party... you may be affiliated with, not affiliated with, I don't care. I try not to get real political, but I am really sick and tired of every time I log on to the computer, every time I log on to TV, listen to the news, Donald fucking Trump is wanting and demanding that the White House give up some other proof of some other bullshit that the president did 10 years ago. Look, Donald Trump, how many businesses have you run into the fucking ground?
Yeah, more than 10 years ago. The day after the release of the birth certificate, I'm watching Donald Trump on one of these fucking political talk shows.
He was on The View. How much credibility do you... Yeah. You're on The View.
Well, he's saying, well, you know, how did this guy get into Harvard now? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want his college transcripts?
Yeah, and he does.
He's not applying for a job at McDonald's here. He shouldn't have to show you all this bullshit.
That, brother. Yeah, I'd like a list of hookers that you've had sex with.
Yeah. You know what? I'd like a list of all the businesses that he's declared bankruptcy for, right?
Yeah.
From Trump. Is this motherfucker he's declared bankruptcy for himself or his businesses 4 times.
Yeah. I say
he inherited $400 million from his father. How the fuck is he a self-made man? Bull fucking shit. If I had inherited $400 million from my dad, I could be 10 times as rich as Donald Trump is by now. This motherfucker built a casino and drove it into the ground. How the hell do you go out of business when you own a casino?
Yeah.
Compton.
Yeah. Hey, look, Donald Trump is the perfect Republican candidate. Perfect. He's a silver spoon.
Yeah.
Spoon fed, crybaby, point fingers in other directions.
Racist?
Yeah, racist. Make more money off poor people and support other rich people. He will be the perfect Republican candidate. I hope this motherfucker runs.
Yeah, I would actually be thrilled if he ended up getting the Republican nomination.
I would, because it would be great.
He'd be easy to beat.
Yeah.
You know, I said the same thing in 2008. It didn't matter who we ran. If we put my left shoe on the ballot and put a D next to it after 8 years of Bush, the left shoe with a D next to it was going to win. Mm-hmm. And you know what? If we've got Sarah Palin or Donald Trump or any of these other psychopaths from the far right in the Republican Party running for office, we could put my left shoe and write D next to it, and it would win the presidency.
Absolutely. Fuck you, Donald Trump. Fuck you and your hairdo.
Which is ridiculous, by the way.
Yeah, and your hair. You can't even comb your hair.
I mean, he can take it out and look at it. How can you not comb that right?
And if you're going on The View trying to get supporters, that's what I love. He was going on The View, and then Whoopi Goldberg whipped his ass.
Yeah. You got politically beat down by Whoopi Goldberg, man. Come on.
The predator of all people beat him. Damn. She said,
whooped
his ass.
Obama's gone on the O'Reilly Factor half a dozen times and always at least held his own, if not beat down Bill O'Reilly every time.
Yes.
You went on The View and got your ass kicked by Whoopi Goldberg.
Got handled like a little bitch.
Yeah.
I'm tired of Donald Trump, and I'm tired of America doing this, okay? Grow up, United States of America. When Barack Obama was elected president, okay, however the system works, it's the system, okay? That's how it works. We stick with it. We do it. That's how it goes, all right?
Mm-hmm.
He's our president. He's a black man. Who gives a shit? It is time to grow the fuck up. The only reason they are asking him to do these things is because he's black.
Plain and simple.
I don't care what anybody says. They've never asked or forced any other president in the history of this country to prove what they're asking him to prove.
Yeah. Never even came close.
I saw a guy on the Bill Maher show today before I came here to do this podcast. He wanted to know what electives Obama had taken and who his teachers were, because he wanted to know what his policies were based on the type of college education he had.
You know, that's the kind of question you might ask if you're writing a biography of the dude.
Yeah.
You're gonna look into the minute detail of the history, but unless he's writing a biography of Barack Obama,
none of his business.
Yeah,
exactly.
I say, fuck you. Leave the man alone. He's doing the best he can to clean up after 8 years worth of bullshit.
Complete shit. Has us all struggling right now.
Oh, one last thing about Donald Trump.
Fuck him.
On one of those political talk shows, and I don't remember which one, he was asked if he would show his financial records. And he said, I'll show my financial records when Obama shows his birth certificate.
And
he did
that. We
got Obama's birth certificate. I want to see all your financial records now. Or are you a liar? You said you would. Are you going to do it, or are you a liar?
He's an absolute liar.
Let's jump him.
I would love to jump Donald Trump and kick his fucking ass.
Right in the balls, too.
So, yeah, fuck you. And I thought Bill Maher said it perfect. Because Donald Trump said, I have a great relationship, is that what he said? Or I get along well. I don't remember the exact quote, and I don't want to misquote him. But he said something to the effect of, I get along well with the blacks. The blacks.
There's separate species of subhuman creature type.
Bill Maher said it great. I want to see right now, call up Mike Tyson, call up MC Hammer, and see whose side they take right now, Barack Obama or yours. And I guarantee you, I'd love to see Mike Tyson and Donald Trump.
This is ridiculous. It's ridiculous, you know. I think I see him in a spleen and make him pee blood for a week. That's what I think I should do to him. I don't like him.
Yeah, but he said, Bill Maher said, if you get along so well with the blacks, I'd like to see you walk down the street in Harlem without your security team.
Never going to happen.
No, this not time. A chance.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Of course, I wouldn't want to walk down the streets of Harlem without my security team either. I don't have a security team. I don't think they'd let me into Harlem anyway.
I would walk right down the street in Harlem. I got absolutely no problem. I'm not scared because I am no way, shape, or form a racist.
I just don't think they want me there.
You're an authority on this, huh?
I don't think they want me there. I'm not an authority. I could be wrong.
I don't think they want me there. Joel, man. God, I've tried and tried.
I don't think it matters to them.
No, Joel. It doesn't matter to them.
And they're just people. It's not like you're walking. I mean,
okay, hold on. I'm gonna break it down to you in ways you'll understand.
Break it down.
Your credit score is lower than theirs, nigga. You as black as they are. What are they gonna get from you? They gonna dap you out when they see you, man. You struggling too? Sure, I'm trying to get some chicken. We all niggas in America right now. If you broke and eat, you know, happy to be eating Denny's, then we are all equal. No one's better than anyone else in this country right now.
Shit. You can be preach white, on, brother.
Yeah, you can be white as all monkey crap, but if your flag scores in 400, you a nigga. No, because you can't get out.
this isn't me being racist. This is the reflection of my own low self-esteem. See, I don't think they want me there is what I mean.
There's nothing wrong with you that a good ass woman wouldn't fix.
That's probably true. That's probably true.
Or a hand job.
With the porn music going.
You know, I give myself one a couple of times a day, and it's not doing any good.
Okay. Anyway. All right, let's move on. So that anyway, Osama bin Laden is dead. And we almost, this morning, apparently, almost got Muammar Gaddafi, too. Almost got him. Got his son and a couple of his grandkids.
Damn.
Yeah. He's not going to have a family left after all this is done. He must not like his family.
For me, if I had done something, someone killed off my family, he'd be like, oh, you got to get me too now, nigga. You going to do something.
Yeah, I would consider surrendering at that point.
At that point, man, you done killed. At least, what was his name? Well, the one that got himself killed. Forgot. Saddam at least said, fuck it. My kids are dead. Go on and do what you got to do. Ka-clacka. You know, he went out like a soldier about his. Dude, they said when they found he was a tired man, he didn't say shit. You watched him in his last days. He was like, I'm just ready to go. Fuck it. Yeah, kill everybody. These cowards keep running, man. They crack me up.
And their family has to pay the price.
Yeah, for their sins.
But their value of human life is extremely low.
Yeah, there you go.
So there you go. All right, so move on. That's my. I'll jump down.
I would love to have his Amazon guard, though.
His Amazon guard?
Yeah, Gaddafi's Amazon guard. Have you heard about that?
No.
He's got a military academy where they train women, and they all have to be virgins. They train women in hand-to-hand combat and weapons tactics, and this is who serves as his personal guard. There's like 80 of them.
So after they turned
all hot women.
After they turned you down for sex, they'd whip your ass.
Pretty much.
There you go.
Which is almost as good. It'd still be the most action I had in a long time.
The
so.
Amazon guard, I love that.
I don't know what they're actually called, but...
Sonic boom. Whoop your ass, dude.
Finish him.
Yeah, I would finish. I would definitely finish.
That sounds horrific.
I know it does.
Give him 3 seconds.
Almost done now.
Okay, let's move on.
All right, so... do we move on to some
let's move on.
News stories? All right. Here we go. The president-elect of the American College of Surgeons resigned his position Sunday before last after weeks of controversy surrounding a Valentine's Day editorial he wrote touting the mood-enhancing effects of semen on women during unprotected sex.
Oh.
Yes.
Hmm.
So apparently there was a study that showed that women who – okay, here it is. Research that found that female college students who had unprotected sex were less depressed and less likely to attempt suicide than those who either used condoms or abstained. It's speculated that compounds in semen have antidepressant effects.
Well, that's funny because I have a lot of semen in my body and I'm still fucking depressed all the time.
Apparently it only has the positive effect on women.
Okay.
Interesting. In the editorial he wrote... So there's a deeper bond between men and women than St. Valentine would have suspected. This editorial was printed on Valentine's Day. And now we know there is a better gift for that day than chocolates.
Chocolate jizz.
Chocolate jizz. Bust a nut to make you feel better.
The editorial outraged many women in the field, some of whom said that it reflected a macho culture in surgery that needed to change. So when he said that maybe compounds and semen put women in a good mood, a whole bunch of women got in a bad mood about it and demanded he resign.
That caused him to resign. What a pussy.
Yes.
What a fucking pussy.
Shut up, bitches, before I lay my pimp hand down.
Oh.
So I would have said.
There you go.
You can have some nuts or a pip hand. Pick one, bitch.
Personally, I think this is a theory that just requires more study, and I would like to volunteer for the research.
Okay. Let's call that guy.
Yes. So you need to start a research study where men have unprotected sex with women to see if it makes them less depressed.
They'll send you off to Africa to do that.
Depends how, yeah.
Oh, shit.
How depressed the women are is probably more going to be determined more by how effective you are in bed.
Yeah, that's what if you're having sex with someone that's horrible? Are you depressed? Are you like, oh, fuck.
That would depress me. No, you're finished already?
No, it wouldn't, Joel. Right now, you wouldn't care if she was finished before she got to you.
He wouldn't care if it was
Appaloosa
horse.
That would be even worse. I'd be like, I waited so long, and now I don't even get to because you finished while walking across the room.
Hey, you know, just because she's finished doesn't mean, you know, just because she gets hers doesn't mean she's finished. She's not like a guy. It's not like they close down. Yeah. I don't know.
Not like us.
I mean, it's been a long time since you've had sex, Joel. I understand, but the anatomy hasn't changed.
Yeah.
Just in case.
That's true.
Just in case. I'm just trying to help.
You got to talk to him in a condescending way like you did me. Joel, it hasn't broke down. You know it doesn't break down.
But she said.
You know that, right, Joel?
She lied to me.
You know that, right, Joel?
Chica, chica.
She told me that after she came, a trap door just closed over the thing. She lied.
Yes, she did. She did. And took your money anyway.
Took my money anyway.
We all pay in one way or another, my friend.
That's the last time I take the happy ending. Damn it.
Did you get your massage first, I hope?
No. All right, well, here's another research I'd like to volunteer for. It seems that masturbation is a possible cure for restless leg syndrome.
I can't stop my leg!
Sorry about that. Yes, which leg is restless again?
That is hilarious.
Well, see, restless leg syndrome is a neurological disorder that affects upwards of 10% of the people in the U.S. and Europe. As sufferers try to sleep, their legs experience burning, tickling, aching, and itching sensations. These uncomfortable feelings build up until the leg spasms out of control. The cycle repeats throughout the night, and it's not unusual for people who suffer from RLS to describe it as torturous. Considerable evidence suggests that RLS is related to a dysfunction in the brain's basal ganglia circuits, which use dopamine, which is needed to produce smooth, purposeful muscle activity. Disruption of these pathways frequently result in involuntary movements. Those afflicted with RLS are often prescribed dopamine replacements, but some theorize another solution. Because large amounts of dopamine are released into the brain during orgasm, some speculate RLS can be treated by masturbation.
Right on.
That's awesome.
So you can write like a prescription.
That's right.
Yes, three times a day.
I can see the guy filling out the request for funding for this particular research program. It's like, wait a second, is this a research program or a dick joke?
Yeah, exactly. Let me ask you this, Joel. Do your legs ever shake at night?
No.
Are you lonely at night? Do your legs shake all night?
Nope. Don't have legs shaking. I don't have this problem.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. I'm just saying that's an interesting.
Jerk your wee-wee and call me tomorrow.
Take two strokes and call me in the morning?
Yeah, exactly. No, it does. It takes more than two.
Okay. There you go. Oh, no, I'm not going to be able to sleep.
Oh, my God. I knew I'd get you with that. I could have gone the rest of my life.
Oh. Wow.
Okay, now that's a whole new meaning to a stiff drink. A British brewing company called BrewDog has just released a new Viagra-laced beverage called Royal Vertility Performance, in time for the royal wedding.
Oh, man, come on. If I hear any more about this wedding...
This limited edition beverage includes various well-known aphrodisiacs, including chocolate, horny goat weed, along with about one third of a pill of Viagra per bottle.
Here's a beverage. Yes. That's all I got to say. That's all I have to say.
I don't need horny goat weed.
Yes. A beer should be brewed with a purpose, not just because some toffs are getting married. So we created something at our brewery that will undermine those special edition beers and other assorted seaside tat.
I want to try one.
Whilst at the same time actually give the happy couple something extra on their big day. Only 1,000 bottles of the special edition brew are going to be made. It will be 7.5% alcohol by volume. It can be purchased for about £10 a bottle only at the BrewDog website. This, of course, is a British brewing company. So
we need to get some of that. And we should drink it and then see if it helps restless leg syndrome.
Man.
There you go.
That is awesome.
Now, if they came up with a female version of Viagra.
Well, Viagra apparently helps females have orgasm also.
Oh, really?
Yes, it does.
If it increases sex drive, that I would expect this to start showing up. You don't have to roofie the girl if you just make her that makes her really horny. Yeah, I know. This is where my mind's going.
Yeah, it doesn't really. Apparently, Viagra helps the sensitivity. It helps obviously it helps blood flow, mm-hmm. Yeah. And women have blood flow also. So there you go. So it helps the
button glow. Huh.
Yeah.
Exactly. In other words, it makes the clit more sensitive, Joel.
Yes, you know that, Joel, right?
You know that?
The clitoris.
You do realize the clitoris is on the vagina, right, Joel?
Snap, I'm sorry. Sorry.
I'm
going to get you forever for that.
I've seen the diagrams, yeah.
So. Apparently, thanks, John. You all right?
I'm straight.
It got so excited you dropped your microphone.
Yeah, right here with my leg.
Yeah, sure.
I have that effect on people.
Right.
Okay, in Old Hickory, Tennessee, the North Point Community Church is inside of a former bank building on Donaldson Avenue. Well, just before this past Easter, they decided to offer a drive-through Good Friday service.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
For Lent, they gave up expecting people to actually go to church, apparently.
That's awesome.
From midnight Thursday to midnight Friday, week before last, just before Easter, of course, people could drive up to the building to drop a burden or sin at the first window, then pull up to the second window and receive a blessing. And a taco, apparently.
It's awesome.
Church members say they hope it was a bright spot in someone's busy day. We want people to know we care just because we know Jesus.
You just go through that drive-thru. I'm sinning right now. I lied and said I was going somewhere else.
I'm on my way to cheat on my wife. Can I go ahead and get pre-forgiveness here?
Get it out of the way. And I got roadhead on the way here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'm getting out. She's still down there right now. Finish me off right now. Thank you.
Straight to hell. I'm just saying, straight to hell.
Absolutely. Oh, you remember it was a couple weeks ago we talked about the guy who got arrested for barking at a police dog?
Yes. Yeah, he was smart.
He's filed a countersuit. Apparently he's claiming that the police officer telling him he cannot bark at the police dog is a violation of his civil rights, his First Amendment rights.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
Well, I guess that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, because how did he know that they weren't carrying on a conversation about what they're having for dinner that night?
Well, you don't know what I'm saying. You don't speak dog.
I speak dog.
Do you speak dog?
Yeah, he said he was going to have some puppy chow mixed with wet dog food, and I said I was having fried chicken. See, you don't even know.
Everybody has fried chicken, according to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. It's an observation. That's all.
You ate fried chicken, too.
Damn straight I did.
Well, the guy had been arrested for violating the city ordinance, which prohibits taunting police dogs. His attorney named Jim Harden says the law violates his free speech rights. Barking may not be intelligent speech, but it's still speech, or so the attorney argues.
Okay.
How do we know that would be the argument? How do we know that?
Yeah, well, there you go. Intellectually speaking, asshole.
What would be funny is if he wins.
That would be funny, actually.
I want $150 million, nigga.
Woof, woof.
Yeah, but he has to bark it.
Mm-hmm. Please dog open the bank up.
I'll make a fortune writing the dog to English dictionary.
There you go. Dog to English.
There you go.
Or ugly chick.
Don't take aggressive tones with them. And don't make direct eye contact when you're talking.
They can sense fear.
And evil.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, they can. In the town of Lucknow, India, an army of termites munched through 10 million rupees in currency notes stored in a steel chest at the bank. It's about $222,000. Termites ate the money in their bank vault.
Wow. Were they being held? Like,
no, they had just had the $10 million in or 10 million rupees of currency notes in their bank vault in a steel chest, and termites ate it all.
How the fuck did they get through the steel?
I don't know.
Well, I'm not going to ever put my money in a bank in India.
For that. See, this is the definitely
Canada have solved all this, you know.
That's all I know. Definitely an argument in favor of using coins instead of paper currency.
Yeah, I wonder how many coins that would have been.
Well, I mean, you just make, you know, 10 rupee coin and a 20 and a 50 rupee coin. We could have $1 coins and $5 coins instead of using paper money.
Yeah, but if you do that, the termites win.
Yeah. And so do the cash register companies, because everyone's going to have to buy all new cash registers.
Oh, yeah. Or they'd have to at least replace the drawers. A rupee. A rupee. Sounds like a roofie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay,
10 million roofies.
10 million roofies.
Would have been lodged.
I could use those. 10 million still might not be enough to get me laid. I gotta stop talking down so much about myself.
Welcome to self-esteem. Wonder why nobody wants to fuck you, Joel. You don't want to fuck yourself.
Yeah, I know.
He looks in the mirror. Man, I need to put a bag on it.
Yeah, my left hand, my right hand turned me down this morning. I had to use my left.
Did you just see I have to put a bag over this?
Deuces.
Put a bag over my own head so I can jerk off.
As Joel, if you don't think they
most,
should.
Most people fantasize, most people when they masturbate, they fantasize they're with a beautiful woman. I have to fantasize that I am a beautiful woman.
Because Joel, if you don't think they should fuck you, they probably think they, yeah, you see where I'm at? Point.
I need to work on the self-esteem thing.
All you
thing.
Need to do is put on some Vidal Sassoon, you'll be all right.
There you go.
Because if you don't look good, they don't look good.
With you on top of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, the good news is that rates of oral cancer are going up among men.
How is that good news, Joel? There's well, three
researchers
men here.
Say the culprit is HPV, which is human papilloma virus.
That's a shit that women get.
Yes, it was a leading cause of cervical cancer, and it's becoming a leading cause of male oral cancer.
No, oh, I see the connection.
Really? Could you explain it? Because no.
yeah, guys are getting cancer from going down on women.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, stop. Don't eat the coochie.
I can't remember the name of the movie.
So the Negroes had it right all this time.
I can't remember the name of the movie, but there was some movie I saw where these two guys went home with these two girls, and the girls wanted them to go down on them, so they went out and bought some Saran wrap.
That would be, God dang.
It had
Jamie Foxx.
Black
and,
people in the, yeah, in the Jamie movie. Fox and, Jamie Foxx and
Tommy Damison. Yeah.
Booty Call.
Booty Call. There you go. That's the only time I've ever heard of that. Is that real?
Well, they have something called a dental gam, right? A dental dam or something.
I'm waiting for them to come out with head condoms. You just put the whole thing over your head.
You look at me like I have something sinister and horrible to say right there.
I guess usually you do.
You're the one who's talking about the bag over my head, so.
You know, I'm just trying to.
Appreciate that.
Elaborate how you're feeling, bro. You know, I'm looking out for you. Oh, Terry. Yeah.
Sorry. What's going on, Terry? Sorry.
You okay over there, buddy?
So a man who got banned from Club 51 Gentlemen's Club after an incident in February apparently forgot and wandered back in on April 9th. Down in Florida.
Okay.
He was arrested and charged with misdemeanor trespassing and asked why he returned despite the ban. He said he'd forgotten. He apparently was sure that it was Sammy's that he'd been banned from, another strip club in the area.
Right.
He forgot which strip club he'd been banned from?
Well, when there's a lot,
He should have walked in and said, I know. He should have walked in and said, you know, these titties look familiar.
Yeah, aren't those the same nipples I got thrown out for last week?
Yeah, I was touching them.
Compton.
And a stepmother is behind bars after her stepson told authorities she fired a .22 caliber rifle at him in order to get him to stop working on his truck.
How old is the guy?
Mother was 58. It does not say how old he was anywhere in the article.
She shot at him.
Yes. Rowans County Sheriff's Office responded to late Monday night to a disturbance at the home of Sharon Edwards Newling. When officers arrived, they found Robert Newling standing by the road. He said his stepmother was intoxicated and had been shooting a rifle at him. Robert Newling took the rifle from his stepmother and placed it on the grass in the front yard. Authorities found the rifle and secured it. Secured it? It was lying on the ground. They walked over, picked it up. When they went in the house, Sharon was sitting on the front porch. She told officers she wasn't shooting at him. She was shooting with him. No, she was shooting to make him stop working on his truck. She was trying to get him to stop working on his truck. Authorities spoke to another witness.
And it worked.
Yeah, it worked.
Because he stopped and called the cops.
Bitch.
That truck is not going to be running by Saturday now. His date's ruined.
Now you got action, Joel.
Yeah, who's he going out with? She needs a date now.
Well, the stepmother's probably...
Yeah, she's available, man. She likes Kia Rios, too.
They all like Kia Rios.
I'm not going to heaven.
I don't even know why I'm laughing. I don't even have a car.
But that's not your fault.
It was stolen.
That's not your fault.
Compton.
But you're not sitting there fantasizing about getting a Kia Rio now, are you?
No, I am fantasizing about getting a Porsche.
And that's the right car for a comedian of your stature.
What stature is that?
You know,
Porsche's kind of small.
No, not one of the smaller. Actually, the Porsches aren't that small.
They look small. It's just big inside.
The 944, the 1984 944 was what I want.
The Porsches that I remember seeing, I always thought they were ugly.
Well, fuck you, Joel.
Sorry. I don't know which one you're talking about. Maybe it looks cool.
I don't know. It was saw it on eBay, and I called him on the phone, because the auctionator ran out, and he didn't get one bid at all. And his name was King. Lives in Oakland, and his name is King.
Not Rodney?
No, I asked him. I said, my name's Terry. What's your name? He goes, my name's King.
Just King.
Just King.
Oh, he's a nigga. only black folks name themselves something they're never going to be.
Oh, wow.
Man.
Damn. Compton.
It's true. My name is Dollar King. Yo, I'm Brother Diamond.
Your Highness.
Your Highness. So, yeah. Anyway, go ahead, Joel. Sorry.
Police were called to Cherokee Memorial Park Cemetery after reports to 911 of a half-naked man yelling in the dark. Police found Sean Blake, age 42, wearing an Oakland Raiders jacket, a G-string, socks, and a hair scrunchie around his genitals.
Okay, what color G-string? Did it match the Raiders jersey?
It doesn't say. That's an interesting, important detail.
I hope he's coordinated in colors is all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you got to be coordinated if you're going to do that.
Yeah, especially with the scrunchie around his genitals. I hope that matched.
Okay.
And Tom Dawson, eat your heart out.
The police arrested him, I assume, because they considered this a violation of his parole.
Really?
Yes, he was arrested, booked into jail, and drug tests revealed he was under the influence of methamphetamine. What a shock.
Really?
Yeah, I know. I was like, wow, really?
Shocking. Meth?
So, what influences are you under when you do that, Joel? Because you do that like 3 times a week, I know.
I want to know.
I don't use a scrunchie. I use a rubber band.
Ouch. Ouch.
I like the snap.
Sorry. Just like the kung fu guy killing himself that way. David Carradine is.
David Carradine.
Yeah, he'll never get my respect. If I see him in heaven. You stupid.
That's the guy who choked to death when he was jerking off.
Dear me.
Yeah, he hung himself.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Yeah, and this is a kung fu man.
He's very well hung.
Very well hung.
Yeah. Masturbation the legend continues. He gets no respect, motherfucker.
Wow.
Chuck Norris will whoop your ass.
Especially now.
Yeah.
Compton.
He's practicing the stiff as a board technique. People coming up.
Trying to chop him.
I can't break him. Damn. Maybe we should use Chuck Norris's dentures, man. Dang. Yeah, he needs to quit talking with them in his mouth because he's kind of slobbery like Danny Glover be acting now. You know Danny Glover be talking. Shut up, nigga. It's over, man. Well, you can't either get some screwed in teeth or something, but don't act more if you sound like this when you're talking. We can tell you where it's dangerous. No.
I am too old for this shit.
Oh, definitely. No.
You're too young to be wearing slobbery dentures, nigga.
I am too old for this shit.
I called him on that. The last time I saw him in the movie, I was like, that boy is wearing dentures.
I just don't think he heard you.
What?
I don't think he heard
you. All right, now, John, I know you're a big fan of Lindsay Lohan, right?
Yeah, she's the best.
I'd fuck her.
Yeah.
She's gay.
What?
You didn't know that, cuz?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Anyway. That's why she's getting all the breaks. People like you don't know better. I think she should get nailed because she's of absolutely no use at all. She should go to jail because it's not like we're going to get to fuck her, so let her go to jail. She's useless.
Wow.
There you go.
She's got nothing important in 50 years.
Like you said, lesbians are haters.
No.
Lesbians are haters. They want to be bi, that's fine, but lesbians are haters.
Joel, don't act like you had a chance with the lesbians.
I didn't say I had a chance.
I'm just seriously.
I just said I'm angry and bitter.
Go ahead.
Well, for violating probation, she's been sentenced to 480 hours community service and 120 days in jail. The sentence was for violating terms of her probation after allegedly stealing a $2,200 necklace from an upmarket jeweler's. She has 1 week to enroll in the program of the Los Angeles County Morgue, in which she must serve 120 hours with a coroner, doing maintenance and janitorial work in areas where dead bodies are a common sight. This is actually not the first time that she has been sentenced to community service where she worked in the morgue. I think it was 2007. She had a DUI, and she had to do a drunk driving program at the morgue as part of the original sentence for that.
Look, Lindsay Lohan, if you want to do the community a service, kill yourself.
Hmm.
Yeah, because your breath smells like them corpses you're going to be working with.
Yeah, here's the other thing. The other 360 hours of community service is going to be at a downtown women's center. I mean, she's a lesbian. Aren't we just sending her here for a party?
True.
Because they're all high and think she's cute.
She should just go to prison and be done with it.
Yeah, I mean, she screwed up enough. Like, if any one of us done any one of the things she's done, I wouldn't see you again for 3-4 years, Tay, if you did one of the things she's done. If you stole an expensive piece of jewelry like that, I throw the book at you, man, because you're broke and you can't buy your way out of shit.
And I wouldn't be able to dodge the book because I'm kind of slow.
No. Mm-hmm. You'd be in there hating it.
Hater Raider. Hater Raid.
Well, Lohan's attorney, Sean Chapman, appealed against the ruling, allowing Lindsay to leave the Linwood Correctional Facility and return to her Venice Beach home after her $75,000 bail was paid. However, the community service was not postponed.
Well, you know what? if she keeps paying her way out of shit, she'll be broke in no time.
Yeah. She's now set to return to court on May 11th for a pretrial hearing in her misdemeanor case. The actual trial planned for June 3rd. Now, this was just for the violation of probation. She's still got to face the charges of
jewelry.
Was it misdemeanor grand larceny for stealing the jewelry? Mm.
Or just being a snatch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, well, this is another one of those cases where this is a rich person who has enough money to hire somebody to keep them from doing stupid shit. So we talked about that with Charlie Sheen. This woman has enough money, she can hire someone to follow around and say, no, I am not going to let you shoplift.
No, I mean, it's true enough.
You know
what?
Well,
I don't know why
she should realize by now. And her agent and her manager should realize by now that she needs a babysitter.
I don't know why anybody would feel the need to have somebody around to do that.
Well, it's not her that would feel the need. Her manager, her agent should know to do it.
Right. Gotcha. No. Go ahead.
Let's see. Oh, good news. The Wilderness Survival Guide, How to Shit in the Woods, an environmentally sound approach to a lost art, has just been released in its third edition. This so-called Backcountry Bible, originally published in 1989, is a quirky yet useful guide for nature lovers who might need to poop in the wild.
How much is that?
There was no way. Well, it's being released, the third edition. It's in soft cover. It's like 12 or 13 bucks.
Do they have a version for bears?
No, just for people.
I was like, there's no way you're going to say anything to Super Mario back there, dude. You weren't going
to... Yeah, we're recording at Denny's at Blackstone, or at First and Shaw here in Fresno, yeah. And...
Super Mario just came in and made a hell of a lot of noise.
The busser apparently doesn't like us being here.
Yeah, well...
Guy kind of looks like... he does look like Mario, doesn't he?
Making all that noise.
Hey, Luigi.
Well, in an interview with AOL News, author Kathleen Meyer said, in a lot of ways, I think shitting in the woods is a lost art. Art?
Really?
Yeah, I'm taking can't believe position. That's
a... I do not want to see those paintings.
I can't believe that's a fucking news story.
Well, the book has sold 2.5 million copies.
I can't, yeah.
How to shit in the woods.
Son of a bitch.
Now, if you had just wrote that book, man, we straight now.
We lost a lot of those squatting muscles humans used to have when they were hunters and gatherers. It's a skill that takes some time to master. Again, a quote from the author.
That's fantastic.
Defecation technology has advanced since the first edition of the book came out all those years ago, and the new edition of the book reflects this. Quote, for women, there are now these special funnels that help us pee without getting it all over the place. We can even use the funnels to write our name in the snow like guys. Meyer suggests practicing peeing in the shower so you can do it later standing up in the woods.
I'm scared too.
Fun. Gals not keen on using a funneling device or urinating while standing can resort to the old sit-down log trick. Quote, you sit on a sturdy log or rock, put your legs up on another log in front of you, and you go. It's a good way to avoid getting pee on your shoes or legs. If you need to poop, just hang your butt off the log and go for it. I'm starting
go
to
go for it.
I'm starting to get a hard on here. This is exciting.
Gosh. Wow.
There are also tips on what you can use to wipe yourself, how to identify which leaves to and not to use, what particular pine cones you can use.
Did you say leaves?
Yes, leaves. Mm. This one has poop on it, though. Someone wiped with it.
That would make some people very upset. I'm not
saying anything. Oh, we mentioned earlier the McDonald's weddings. The average wedding in Hong Kong costs about $26,000, putting a large ceremony out of the price range of most young couples. But now McDonald's has a better offer, and it comes with fries. For less than $1,300, a couple gets a venue, decorations, invitation cards, audio equipment, McDonaldland figures for each guest, an MC, and $385 worth of McDonald's food.
Get fat.
In addition, the bride and groom can choose wedding gifts such as a crystal McDonald's house and a pair of balloon wedding rings inscribed with the iconic golden arches.
Or crystal meth.
Yes. I McLove you, will you McMarry me? That's nice.
Yeah, McFuck off. Wow.
Yes. And the carnival community is mad at Barack Obama.
Who gives a shit?
Well, when he released his birth certificate and he said we're not going to be able to solve our problems if we get distracted by sideshows and carnival barkers. Many in the carnival community were not amused by.
Hey,
the
when they
of
brush
their
fucking teeth, I'll worry about what they think. Fuck you, you carny cocksuckers.
How come they don't brush their teeth? They only have 4 teeth to take care of in the first place. What? Just put some cocaine on that, man. That's
Jesus
all you got to do.
Fucking Christ.
Oh, my God.
Since when do you even watch TV? Half you fuckers don't even pay taxes. Why don't you pay attention to the tilt-a-whirl and let us worry about what the president says?
Yeah, and stop ripping animals.
Fucking assholes.
I am extremely upset by the reference, said Frank Zyshik.
Yeah, fuck him.
Who runs Wade's Shows, a carnival business with over 100 amusement rides and attractions that entertains over 15 million people each year and rips 15. Off 12 million.
Yeah. The other 3 million work for him.
Zyshik, a second-generation carnival worker, said he doesn't like the word carny. I think what Obama said is the same type of stereotype that has been placed on African Americans. You wouldn't expect those comments from someone who's a minority and has faced prejudice. So apparently carny is like the N-word?
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Everyone's a fucking minority. Everybody's a special interest group.
Yeah, I guess he's the second generation that came over on a carny ship.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, and had to work.
Yeah, for free.
Yeah.
At the tilt-a-whirl.
Yeah, or, and dip a carnival apples for everybody. So hard, damn it.
At the merry-go-round for no pay.
Yeah. Well, they get paid by ripping off people for their fixed games. Yeah, exactly. You can win the stuffed animal. All you have to do is throw this ring that's smaller than the bottle onto the top of the bottle.
Yeah. Or your mom.
Or your mom.
Great.
There we go. So we have another minority group. It's carnies.
Fuck them.
Ron Weber, editor of CarnivalWarehouse.com, a website dealing with the industry, thought the president should be more sensitive about singling out groups when making disparaging comments.
Fuck you.
A person who has fought for equal rights may not realize he's hurting a group of people. Maybe carnival people are the last safe stereotype to attack.
Fuck you.
It's still a show. The point he was making is we can't be distracted by entertaining things.
Yes.
Not that they're toothless, stinking motherfuckers that don't wipe their ass every day. He didn't say none of that. He just said we're not going to get anything done if we get distracted by carnival acts. And he could have said the same thing using TV. It's not. He didn't say anything bad there, did he?
Fuck you.
Yo. Yeah. Well, I don't know, man.
Fuck you.
They should brush them 3 teeth they got in
their mouth. Yeah, they probably should. Well, they had 4 teeth a couple minutes ago. One fell out already.
Oh, man.
Yeah, stop smoking the meth.
Fuck them.
That's all they do all night. Smoke bad.
Brett Favre's sister going to become a carny? Is that what?
Yeah. Oh,
she's
going to
start making
bitch.
Meth for him.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
All that money her brother makes.
Well, we're getting toward the end of the show. What do we got going on next week? What are you guys up to?
I'm going down to Red Rock Club in Hollywood doing a 15-minute set.
Awesome. When is that?
That's next Friday at 8 p.m.
Cool. Red Rock Club, where in L.A. is that about?
I have no idea.
Somewhere in L.A. Red Rock. Just Google it.
Yeah, Google it. Google
John Jones, doing anything exciting next week?
Red Rock.
Just staying on the grind, working the comedy, you know.
Cool.
That's about it.
Compton.
I will be doing... Sitting typing at the IRS again.
Times,
man. Yeah.
Compton.
Not right after tax, it'll be a few weeks. I've been working 10 to 12 hours a day for the past week and a half at least, and it's going to keep going on.
Fuck carnies.
I don't like carnies. They consider carny the same as saying the N-word. That's insane.
Fuck them.
You know what? If saying carny were the same as saying the N-word, I would be saying the C-word instead of carny.
Fuck them. I hate those fucking.
Of course, cunt is the C word, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Good. That's perfect. Oh. Now we have three listeners.
Sorry.
Man, somebody's going to drive by on us one day.
It's
real.
Just be me.
But you'd have been a your comics? Bah, boop, bah,
That's him.
I'm not even Joel. I'm not even Joel.
Well, one last quick thing before we go. British police say a man died after a safety net gave way during a human cannonball performance at a Daredevil stunt show in southern England.
Fuck him.
Police in Kent said Monday the show was canceled after that 23-year-old died. They said they believe the death was caused by the safety net failing to engage but did not provide further details. I thought the old guy splatting his head onto the ground was the cause of death, but there you go.
Yeah, that's what I think, yeah.
Fuck him. First of all, he's from England.
That's true.
Second of all, he's a carnival show.
Yes, so fuck him. Another carny.
Fuck him on two accounts. Fuck him.
Maybe he was a helmet tester.
Fuck him.
To fail the test.
Yeah, that helmet.
Fuck him.
Well, hey, guys, thanks for coming out. We'll see you again next. Terry, thanks for coming.
Fuck him.
John Jones, thanks for coming out.
Ball game.
Thanks, everybody, for listening, and talk to you next week.
Bitter.
Very.